Classic Radio Theater.
As calls for Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to resign after sexual harassment and other charges were discovered by the New York Attorney General's office, Cuomo remains defiant. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. "I think he should resign," Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
"I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake."
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
"I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation."
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
After 6 months in office, President Biden gets a terrible report card from Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
"Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal.
Actress Pam Anderson just sold her Malibu, California estate for nearly $12 million. The new owners, Lauren and Kate Kreis, paid $4,000 a square foot. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As calls for Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to resign after sexual harassment and other charges were discovered by the New York Attorney General's office, Cuomo remains defiant. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. "I think he should resign," Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
"I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake."
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
"I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation."
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living Consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie, The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
After 6 months in office, President Biden gets a terrible report card from Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal.
Actress Pam Anderson just sold her Malibu, California estate for nearly $12 million. The new owners, Lauren and Kate Kreiss, paid $4,000 a square foot. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As calls for Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to resign after sexual harassment and other charges were discovered by the New York Attorney General's office, Cuomo remains defiant. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. I think he should resign, Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
And I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake.
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
After 6 months in office, President Biden gets a terrible report card from Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal.
Actress Pam Anderson just sold her Malibu, California estate for nearly $12 million. The new owners, Lauren and Kate Kreis, paid $4,000 a square foot. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As calls for Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to resign after sexual harassment and other charges were discovered by the New York Attorney General's office, Cuomo remains defiant. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. I think he should resign, Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
And I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake.
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in 100 County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI 100in is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
After 6 months in office, President Biden gets a terrible report card from Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal.
Actress Pam Anderson just sold her Malibu, California estate for nearly $12 million. The new owners, Lauren and Kate Kreiss, paid $4,000 a square foot. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As calls for Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to resign after sexual harassment and other charges were discovered by the New York Attorney General's office, Cuomo remains defiant. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. "I think he should resign," Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
"And I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake."
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
"I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation."
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
After 6 months in office, President Biden gets a terrible report card from Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal.
Actress Pam Anderson just sold her Malibu, California estate for nearly $12 million. The new owners, Lauren and Kate Kreis, paid $4,000 a square foot. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As calls for Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to resign after sexual harassment and other charges were discovered by the New York Attorney General's office, Cuomo remains defiant. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. I think he should resign, Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
And I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake.
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in 100 County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living Consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on 100inchamberradio.com. Thank you.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC has issued a 60-day moratorium on renter evictions. The CDC said in a statement the new ban applies specifically to U.S. counties with high levels of community transmission of the virus. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled the CDC did not have the legal authority to extend an emergency moratorium on forced removals of people from their homes during the pandemic without specific authorization from Congress. President Barack Obama will celebrate his 60th birthday this weekend with a party in Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker thinks gathering now is a bad idea.
I can tell you, if I were invited, I would have declined.
Why?
Because I think 700 people at an event like that is not a good idea.
Former President Barack Obama has now scaled back his 60th birthday party in Martha's Vineyard, limiting the event to include only family and close friends. USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by massive